Welcome to Nid's Nidra podcast. I'm Nid, your host, and I share this podcast to bring spiritual embodiment to life in this world. We explore a practice each month through contemplation, meditation, yoga nidra, breath work, and ways that we can live and express ourselves more fully through our work. Please share, like, and subscribe. Enjoy. Welcome. I am Nid, a soul guide, and I support people with moving through change in life in a graceful way that allows a more authentic expression of the soul to shine through and feeling more fulfilled in life. And in this video, we're going to look at how it is that we can connect to more sweetness in yourself, in your life, in the moments in life, because it can become really easy to get bogged down in the seriousness, the heaviness, the traumas and the difficulties and the challenges of life, and maybe even just like the daily things that we have to do of ticking boxes of our responsibilities and taking part in this world. And these are all ways in which we can lose the sweetness, right? And we can get that kind of feeling about everything. I wouldn't say it's sour, but it doesn't taste so good. And I really remember a point in my life where I'd really ticked all the boxes. I was in a job interview and they asked me, was I where I thought I would be in my life at that point? And I honestly answered, no, I've overachieved and I've got all this stuff in my life that I had no desire to ever have in my life. Like I owned a house and I was married and I had a dog and all these like very normal things. And I didn't want any of them. I'd always wanted my life to be free and to travel and to be able to just like move my body and have some fun and go on adventures and live in amazing places and be out in nature, not working in South London, living in the city. And I realized that I had accepted a mediocre life. I had accepted being a part of the conditioning of our society. And one of my colleagues, who was also a lawyer, she used to say to me, Nid, you're too sweet for this work. You've got so much playfulness in you. Like you need to be allowed to have way more fun in your life than what you're doing in this job. And she was right. She could see how much I had suppressed my natural soul's expression. And so many of us do that. We, for whatever reason, get lost and sacrifice the sweetness for ticking boxes, fitting in, doing what's right, being responsible, all these beliefs that are basically conditioning that are apparently to make life easier. But actually, I felt like they all made life harder. I felt like I was constantly trying to fit into boxes that I didn't fit into. Every time I had to fill out a form for my legal career, I didn't match the boxes. I couldn't line myself up. And this is what we do when we lose the sweetness of our soul's expression. We don't feel like we fit. And we constantly feel like uncool or, you know, like we're not quite leveling up in some way. And I was listening to these two men the other day talking about not wearing the coolest outfit and how it would take them 6 months to be able to get into the next style of jean wear. And that's that trying to fit in. And that's not enjoying the sweetness of whatever it is that makes you feel like you're in your most joy. And when my partner and I met each other, one of the key things that both of us had said about our next partner was it was someone that we would, for him, he said the word adore. And for me, it was someone who could see the sweetness in life, who had that connection to awe and wonder, that we could go on adventures and always be looking for and finding that sweetness. And that was so important to both of us. And we cherish and value bringing that out in one another. So how is it that I move from that mediocrity to a relationship and a life that prioritizes and values that sweetness? Well, you know, the first thing is to be able to look at other people and see their inner child and what it is asking for, because it's through our childlike qualities that we are the most purely, authentically expressing our inner child. A child may, on one hand, be very sweet and adoring and authentically enjoying a moment, and then they also might be really angry and having a tension tantrum, and their sweetness is fully enthused in their frustration as well. And that is the sweetness of each emotion in their moment and how they're experiencing that moment. So there is a sweetness in authentically connecting to the emotion that you're in that present moment. That when you're in a situation and you're kind of not really enjoying it, it's actually really a sweet energy. It's the sweetness of the situation to experience your own displeasure about where you are. And so honoring whatever the emotion is that arises and allowing yourself to be in it is one of the sweetest things that you can start to do for yourself. And it will also allow the emotion to move through you, because emotions only last about 90 seconds. And so letting it move through is really key. The other thing is going to be connecting into things that you do find fun, things that you do find give you a bit of pleasure, and prioritizing that in your day. Making sure that that is something you really want to invite in to your time. So setting aside that time, not for the to-do list, not for the ticking off, but for that moment of something that's really going to bring you a moment of joy. The next way in which you can explore your sweetness being more naturally expressed through yourself is through creativity. So whatever it is that is a creative expression for you is absolutely perfect. Not everyone is an artist or a craftsperson or a poet. You might have other ways in which you creatively share your gifts with the world. But making some time in your week to explore what that might be is going to be a really wonderful way to start to bring out your authenticity and your natural soul expression. And then the final way in which you are invited to bring sweetness into your life is what we call style in the Jinkies. And the hummingbird, which is the symbol of finding and connecting to the sweetness in life, is our Dreamark representation of Jinky number 8, which the gift is style. Now, how does style play out? Well, there is creativity, as I shared, and there is purposely looking for the sweetness in another person, of finding the sweetness in the honoring of how you actually feel in the present moment, like a child would. These are all parts of connecting to style. But in particular, I really enjoyed the contemplation, and I would encourage you to do the alternative way that supports you best in exploring what style might mean to you. Because when I look at the different styles of people that I've connected with over time, you may see that there are some interesting trends of self-expression. And this is really important part of our communication through sweetness. So much of the exploration of finding your own inner sweetness is going to come from how you connect and are in relationship with another person. To see their sweetness is to allow your own sweetness to be seen. And in doing this, you are holding space for someone else to authentically express their soul, and they can reflect that back at you if they are skilled enough. And this is where it is a really beautiful contemplation, is to see in which kinds of styles and ways things are expressed in different groups, in different communities, and what that brings out within yourself. Which of those expressions feels the most joyful, pleasurable, innocent, pure, sensual, whatever it is that are the pleasurable feelings for you. And what communication shifts being in that style brings you. because this is where that sweetness is going to really naturally flow out of you. Your own beautiful creativity is going to flow, and that pure innocent awe and wonder is going to be very easy for you to connect into and see and receive, and therefore give back in return from what you have seen and received. So enjoy exploring those four aspects of the ways in which you can bring sweetness. And remember that sweetness is in everything that you see. In A Course in Miracles, they often teach a daily practice where you take your eyes to look at something and you say, as you look at it, this object is not what I see. This object is not what I see. And I would invite you to take your own variation of this practice, to look at things and see the sweetness and what is in front of you. What sweetness there is that is present right before your eyes. Because just like the hummingbird, everything is a flower. And it is only your stamina and endurance to see the sweetness that holds you back from being the sweetness and allowing your soul to naturally and authentically express itself through you.